Welcome to your Foundations Training module on education, employment and training. I'm delighted to say we are joined by Vince Gordon, who is part of the Cross Academy support team. Vince, you just want to say what it is you do as part of the Cross Academy support team.
Okay, good morning. It is good morning, isn't it?
It is, yes, still morning, yeah.
My role within the CAS team is to look at developing the careers and aspirations work that we provide to our schools. So currently, as most of us or most of you may know at this stage, we've developed an offer that will go into our partner schools, and obviously a component of that offer is around the careers and aspirations offer. So there'll be a range of different workshops that will be available to schools, which all focuses around supporting students in looking at career choices, making career decisions, and developing skills, understanding things like the environment. They'll have opportunities to look at raising aspirations just for the females in the raising female aspiration workshops. We'll then look at how we can inevitably support parents. That's another core component of what we're doing as well. So that, in effect, really is the role that I'm currently operating in our CAS team, to support you guys out there in the field in working with our young people.
Fantastic. So we talk a lot, and just in that introduction, a lot about the aspirations of students that we work with. But how can low aspirations affect our parents and carers as well? And how can our family support workers kind of help to raise their aspirations as well as the aspirations of their children?
Okay, let's start off. I'll give you a scenario. Yeah, let's have a look at this. Okay, it's just a scene, so I'd like to paint a scene for you.
Paint us the picture, Vince. Paint the picture.
I'll paint a picture. Okay, then. So this is a scene. Okay, but Dad, I don't want to take science. I don't want to become a doctor or an engineer. Well, how about an IS officer then? No, I want to pursue music. I want to sing. I want to produce music. Oh, but singing and music are for academic failures, not you, my bright child. That's just to set the scene for you around aspirations. Because inevitably, parents' aspirations and young people's aspirations at times are miles apart.
Absolutely.
It's fair to say around aspirations that most parents, it doesn't matter what class, what race, have aspirations for their child. So even though you might have parents who haven't worked before, who have done other things, all have high aspirations, because that scenario comes up. I don't want my child to be like me. Mm. Yeah, always comes into play. And so every facet of it, there's nobody that has low aspirations. It's all about high. But it depends on what they're seeing, what young people are viewing, how they see aspirations, and how they can see within the parent. So, with that in mind, what we want to think about then is how you then as family support workers can really support this aspirational bits. And just to want to go through a couple of things here to think about. So, you know, what you're asking parents to do. So these are the type of things you can discuss with parents, to listen and discuss, allow their child to express his or her interest, because I think that's a very critical part of it. Because having a well-informed and in-depth discussion with their child, will actually give them a better understanding to where their child is. So that's where they can start to then judge where the child is having a look at, and try to marry their own aspirations that they have for their child with what their child's interest is. So that's one element. What you can also do is that they can educate their child. That's the old thing, that less facts speaks louder than word. So children obviously have a view of the world, their own unique view. But what they will have is, in part, limited awareness in terms of what happens externally. So it's important that, you know, they show their child a real picture as a parent, because that's what a parent's role should be, show them the real picture so they get an understanding of that. At the same time, you can ask your children to assess their validity in terms of their career's aspirations. So ask them what they want to do, validate it. And obviously a key part of that is try and find out yourself. So that's another point that can be taken. Encourage them to explore, deep dive and figure out. So, you know, they can look at, you know, exploring new things, help them to discover their interests, have a look at their skills, some of their shortcomings. because in essence it can encourage them to get their hands dirty, you know, because sometimes their interest is not there, they've never tried it. So that's the type of thing parents can do, encourage them. And you can look at identifying the child's passion for the future. So those are things about encouraging them to explore, encourage them to deep dive.
Brilliant.
You can also help them discover their talent, identify their strengths. So again, as a family support worker, you know, having that discussion with the parent in trying to establish that. So obviously every child has a range of talents, they have a range of things that they can find on board. So some of it's natural, some of it needs to be driven. But what's going to be critical here is how the parent then identifies that and finds that out. So it's a lot of, exploring, help them discover, find out what their talent is to help them on their way around that as well. But another key component that we're going to ask parents to do is obviously take expert advice. Your child will be, at some stage in their school life, have access to a careers advisor. The question has to be asked then is establishing, you know, find out when it is. And I know in some schools, maybe in your school, but I know in some schools where the careers lead would then make you aware of the careers interview. And in some schools, you can actually be invited in to school as a parent. But again, that's the type of thing a parent needs to be doing. Find out when that's going to happen so they get the expert. And then more importantly, to see what happens in terms of what action plan comes from that discussion and have that discussion with your child. So ask the question. So if you engage in that, you can inevitably ask that question. Allow them to experiment, Let your child explore the unexplored, if you like, And that's around self-evaluation, you know, and they've got the advice, support them in exploration, starting to have a look at those things. And once your child has explored the uncharted, let them learn and master the art, because it is. So the thing is, it's great if you are, as a parent, working with your child along that journey. That child then realizes that you're really, really interested in that journey for them. And obviously a key component to that, accept them as they are. Remember, it's your child's life. Obviously expectations might be sabotage in some case around your child's aspiration. So by labeling them as though they were part of you and expect them to fulfill your desires is a big thing, because I think as parents they do that. And it's like I said before, that's why I said at the beginning is that you have different levels of aspirations that parents have, but nobody has a low aspiration for their child, because you always want your child to be better than you. So if you had worked in a factory and you didn't feel that you had a good job in a factory, you are inevitably wanting your child to be better. But it's what your child is seeing from you. But it's about the lack of knowledge in some cases, that parents struggle in terms of supporting their child's aspirations.
Brilliant. So there's loads of stuff in there, and I know you could kind of, expand on each of those points, but that's amazing advice. It sounds to me, Vince, that actually the role of the parent is absolutely critical when it comes to raising aspirations for young people. We can go in, you can go in and deliver workshops. We can involve the business in delivering some of those workshops, but actually, the role of the parent, it sounds to me, is like absolutely critical. And I guess sometimes parents don't realise that. They don't realise that those conversations are important. So I guess from that we can say that one of the things that our family support workers can do is to encourage those conversations with the parents when the parents are inevitably going, he doesn't know what he wants to do. He's going to end up in a dead-end job. He's going to end up on the dole. Actually, that doesn't have to be the case. That we can change the narrative, but it sounds to me like there's a lot of the parents' role is absolutely critical, even if the young people will never admit it themselves.
That's just right, and you're right, and I think it is just about parents really just understanding, because a lot of the issues there is that you're talking about the changing world of careers within schools, and each parent will also look at their careers input, if you like, in school. That bears a lot in terms of their understanding of careers. And as we know today, it's a lot different for young people within the education system now, all around, the careers agenda. There's a lot more going on. And I think that's what parents just need to establish, is to, go to school, speak to careers lead, because every school has got a careers lead. Ask the question, what is my son, what's my daughter doing around careers? What's involved? What's happening? What's going on? I think if you then encourage, as family support workers, encourage your parents to be asking those questions, then they will get a better picture to what's available, and then they can have those discussions then with their sons and daughters and be a little bit more understanding, and then support any aspiration that the child has, but also making sure that those aspirations sometimes are realistic. I think that's a critical bit to it as well.
Brilliant, fantastic. So that's a lot about young people, but what about parents? I guess some of our parents, as you've kind of suggested there, may have fairly low aspirations themselves, or sometimes they might have been out of education or out of employment or out of training for a while. What help do you think that our family support workers can give those parents? So they might be looking at their own, that they may have taken a break from work, they may never have had a job, but they're kind of thinking, actually, I need to be able to go to work, I need to earn some money, I need to put food on the table. So what support can the family support workers give those parents who are looking to go back into education, employment or training?
I think the point you raised there, Matt, is very, 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 very critical, because obviously parents have been through a fair bit themselves in terms of their own aspirations. And some of them probably felt that they themselves had low aspirations and wasn't supported by their parents around it as well. But I think it's critical to understand that is the changing world. There is as much support for the parent as there is their sons and daughters, believe it or not. And I think that's what the family support, as family support workers, I think that's what you need to really establish. Because the real place that, you can look at supporting those parents with, and you can actually start to ask questions, what are you currently doing? Are you happy with what you're doing? How are things going with your career? Is there anything you'd like to be doing? So you get them to start to think about, are they happy? Mm-hmm. Is there something different? And then what it is then is pointing them in the right direction to where they need to go to seek that expert advice. So really the best place to look at that, and when you looking at supporting your parents on their own journey of careers, if you like, is to look at the National Career Service. Because the National Career Service is there for everybody, employed, unemployed. And within that, what they can do things like skills assessments, so they can start to identify their skills. It can do self-assessments. There's a whole range of different types of assessment that can actually then looked at. And then from that, you can identify the type of careers that could be suitable for you. You can actually, in some cases, for some parents, actually see if you're in the right job. But you're also in a position of being able to identify training routes. If you are, looking at doing something different, there are trainings available. And there are a certain amount of training that is free, and I think that's a critical bit for it. And in some cases, whether you're working as well or whether you're not working, there are free opportunities. So you might actually even go back to develop your basic skills, because as we know, a lot of parents feel that because of their English and maths, that they may not have the opportunity to go for. But making them aware that they can go and do their maths again. They can go and do their English again. And if parents are really looking at focusing their opportunities of going further, because obviously they potentially had the opportunities when they were young, which is what they're saying to their child now, do it whilst you don't have all the things, but to make them realise that they can pick some of those up now, so they can go and do a maths course, they can go and do an English course, they can improve those areas of it as well, so they can improve their basic skills. And if you need to update your skills as well, there's also free courses, believe it or not, that advisors. So they themselves, believe it or not, just like their child, can have access to a careers advisor who will have the time to sit down with them, look at their thoughts, look at their ideas, produce an action plan, give them some steer, some directions, to what they want to be doing. So it could be about finding about training courses. That can also be found on the site as well as the careers advisor giving some pointers. So you can even access things like paying for training. There's a fund there for parents to access. And also another critical one, obviously for parents who are potentially not working, who have got time in the day, and they want to move themselves forward, think about voluntary work. because that's a great way of utilising their spare time that they have. But obviously, more importantly, it's a way of developing new skills, understanding skills. And as we know, and I've said it quite clearly as a career advice myself to young people, is that, you know, if you are doing voluntary work and you've got things to put on your CV, you've got new things to put on your CV, you will look at, the employers will look very favourably at people who are, quite active at doing things around that. So I think with that, it's critical that we start to steer those parents towards the National Career Service, because as I said, that's what it was set up for, that's what it's there for, and probably again as a family support worker is just checking in on them. You know, have they done that? Have they made that contact? It could be that, you know, you ask the questions, how did it go? What did they say? Yeah. So you yourself, just like you're asking the parent to do that with the child.
Yeah.
You yourself as a family support worker can actually ask those great questions, supporting them with those things. And obviously that will give them the type of encouragement to continue what they're doing. But I think the added impact on that with their child is if their child actually sees the parent doing something to move themselves forward. I think there's no greater tool for really pushing young people forward themselves if they can see their parents wanting to be different, wanting to be better, and actually engaged in education, engaged in training, and really trying to move them forward. There's no more powerful tool there for looking at raising your child's aspirations by them mirroring what you're doing at the same time as well. So those are the type of things that we can start to look at. So that's a great starting point, if you like, for family support workers to be working with obviously parents on their own aspirations and going forward.
Brilliant. It sounds like the National Career Service is like a hidden gem. I hadn't come across it myself until recently, but as I went through it, I was like, there's just it's an absolute minefield of stuff. So I can absolutely kind of testify to that. And I think sometimes there may be parents who are happy to do that themselves. We can kind of signpost them on, but for those vulnerable parents, and family support workers will know who they are, for those vulnerable parents, actually is the kind of thing you can sit side by side with them and kind of take them through it, show them what it looks like. You know, because for some people it may be a massive kind of step for them to make, particularly coming out of COVID and all the anxiety around being back into normal life. And it's, can absolutely kind of testify to a great website, great place to start.
And I think the point you made there, Matt, you know, it brings right, you know, that's what you can do with family support workers. Because like we just said, you know, some parents are okay to kind of roll with that type of information. Others might struggle, but that's where you can actually come in and start to give them that support. And if you start the ball rolling, then the organisations that they're linked will then take up. And that's why I said, you know, if you check in with them, and ask them, you know, to check back in with you, it's a great way, really, of them really being moving forward and feeling they've got full support.
Great. So loads of great advice for parents in terms of how they can support their children. Great advice on parents themselves and how they can get back into education, employment and training. If you were to leave this podcast with kind of one final thought, one bit of advice for our family support workers, you may have already said it and it's fine to say it again, but what would it be? You've got a kind of one thing that you can leave them with. What would that one piece of advice be?
I think there's 3 points I'd like to leave them with.
All right, you can have three, just because it's you.
And those are very sort of short, because what you can do, or what you can do as a family support worker when you're actually working with your parents, is look at the sort of things that the parents can do with their child, believe it or not. Record your career story. You know, there are elements as a parent. You've got a career. You've had a career. You've got a career. Make your child aware of your own career path.
Yeah, great.
So, you know, you can look at sort of doing things about your school experience, such as, you know, things you might have done well at school. Obviously, you know, there's family events, things like moving on. Talk about that. Your first paid work. Yeah, someone's job that a life that fascinated you. You can look at your first full-time job. and why you chose it. So those are the type of things, believe it or not, that if you are then talking to parents, to sit down, tell them about your career story, mm-hmm. where you've gone, what you've achieved. Because I don't think parents do enough of that, if we're being truthfully honest, because they have achieved a lot.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's about
sure.
making sure that their child is aware of that. So it's about recording your career story and making your child fully aware of that career story. And then they've got an idea of where you're coming from with that as well. Another thing, another simple thing can do that, explore and develop career awareness through things like movie watching. Simple as it seems, because you watch a movie with your child, we just sit there and watch it, don't you?
Mm.
But there's things that can come from that, yeah? Has the movie changed any ideas you had about careers? Because within the movie, there are things happening in there. There are jobs happening in there. Has that movie kind of helped you with that, yeah? Did it cast certain occupations as positive? Did it bring to light negative elements of certain careers? Because I know the big thing now where you've got students who are going on to do forensic science, CSIS, the biggest
yeah, point. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and that's what people are doing. So people sat down and watched it and want to become forensic scientists.
Yeah.
So believe it or not, just sitting out with your child and looking at a movie and discussing those elements are great, yeah? So from that, you know, you can decide, you can pick up characters, you can put attributes. There's so much that can be pulled just by watching a movie with your child, you know, to talk about the career elements of that. So again, that would be another top tip, yeah, that I would ask them to really do, as simple as that. But obviously for students, it's about making decisions, yeah? You know, decision-making is critical for any of us in life, mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, for a young person to decide, well, you know, do I choose that pathway? Do I choose that one? Do I go that route? Do I go that route? Decision-making is possibly the biggest stumbling block for a lot of young people, because they don't recognise that they have to make decisions or how to make decisions. So how can you support them as a parent and as a family support worker in getting parents to do that? Is get them involved in planning.
Mm.
Yeah, you do so much in the house. There's so much being done. Holidays, you know, sit down with them, plan with that. Even things that are going to happen in the house, engage them in the big decisions, if you like, yeah, that are made around the household. Get them involved. Get them part of the process so they can actually see the process of making decisions. But obviously, more importantly, see how important those decisions are. Because obviously, you're making, as parents, they're making real sound decisions. They have to, because it's for themselves and the family as a whole. Get them involved with it. There's nothing better than that. You know, you've got large events, there's things you do. Get them there. They can actually then start to feel confidence and they'll grow about decision making because you've allowed them to be part of decision making there. But obviously, even the thing I actually say to parents, I've done it in the past, say to parents, if you want to ask your child about making decisions, is the biggest decision is when they wake up in the morning. You know, a lot of young people don't want breakfast because they want the extra half hour in bed. It's not because they don't want breakfast. Yeah, they make a decision that extra half hour is going to feel better for me than having that breakfast. And as well as, you know, decisions about deciding what you want for breakfast. So first thing in the morning, there is a process of decision making that happens for us all. So decision making is obviously a critical part of how, again, as family support workers, you can do that. So those are the three areas that I would say there. Yeah, record their career story, make parents aware of that. Explore and deliver, yeah, and developing careers awareness through simple things like watching programs with them on TV, and obviously supporting in terms of decision making by getting them involved in making decisions for certain things around the home as well.
Amazing, amazing. There's so much there, Vince. Thank you so much for sharing that wisdom. I guess that the last thing to say is just that I know that if our family support workers ever want to contact you, I know you're available. I know you're willing to kind of talk through some stuff. But thank you for sharing all of your wisdom. It's just been great to hear kind of some of those just really simple, practical things that our family support workers can do in terms of education, employment and training.
And can I just add in as a final part there, is as I mentioned at the beginning, that part of the offer that we're offering our partner schools is a parent, yeah, future parent support workshops. So that's how, yeah, as family support workers, we can work together. So, you know, you can ask those questions, you can look at that, and then by developing that type of knowledge as a knowledge base, we can then look at working with groups and we can work together on workshops, yeah, and really identifying how we can really support the parents in various ways, supporting themselves, but obviously more importantly as well as supporting their child as well.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So those workshops coming to a school near you very soon. But thank you very much, Vince, for sharing today. And, thank you for listening.
Thank you. Is that take two?